Here's a question from the Kadavo Temple devotees for our cyberspace congregation. The question is, what can a mother do to help a teenager go through what he has to go through during this trying period of his life? Well, in society 50, 60 years ago, we never heard about teenagers going through anything that was any different than just becoming an adult. The word delinquency wasn't invented yet. And no one ever heard mother and father argue about anything. They always did that behind closed doors if they had to do it.
What is delinquency?
Huh?
What is delinquency?
What is delinquency? See, he doesn't even know. Do you know what delinquency would be in Tamil? About Mani Velu?
No, if you give a brief summary, what does that mean? I can make up a word.
Delinquency is a childhood misbehavior.
Okay.
He's a
troublemaker.
Troublemaker. All young people had a lot of things to do. Life wasn't easy then. There were no conveniences. There were no automobiles. Horses had to be bred. And in breeding horses, you learned about breeding people. But today, you never hear anything more about a well-bred person. And life went on, and there were large families because the more children that were in a family, the more help the family had to exist, not only as a family, but individuals. Problem came when everybody said, well, let's confine the family to two children and get a car. That's where the problem started and continues until today. So in today's world, we have delinquency, we have teenagers who are supposed to misbehave, so therefore they do. We have teenagers who are not supposed to be responsible people, so therefore they're not. They don't have to have the responsibility of caring for the horse, they don't have that responsibility of cutting wood so that mother can cook. Therefore, they're irresponsible. So my advice to families when this problem comes up in today's society is that your teenager is a product of your own creation. He's modeled himself after the mother and after the father, and those people that the mother and father allowed him to associate with. And this has brought him to a place where if you say don't, that means do, and if you say do, that means don't.